This is Arting Pals number 2. This is with Ojan Rezai. Hopefully I pronounced that right. Dot art, Ojan Rezai dot art. The link for his Instagram and art station is in the description. Make sure you're working on something while you listen to this. We are your Arting Pals while you work. That's the whole point. You're not alone anymore. Happy to be there with you. What do you do? Is art your career or what?
Trying to make it to be, but like I'm in the learning stages right now, so
yeah.
Trying to get in the grind.
How long have you been in the learning stage?
Digitally like 8 years or so, but It's like I kind of gave up. I went back on it again. I gave up again, so kind of like battling out right now. So.
What do you mean you gave up? Why'd you give up?
I just got like, I don't know, like the pressure got to me, like things I didn't know, stuff like that. But right now I'm just looking at a lot of like, I don't know, Jake Park videos, stuff like that.
Definitely.
Get back. Yeah.
So it's not your career then, but it's something you're working on.
I'm really aiming for it as a career, but I'm kind of, it's bumming me out. It's like, it gets harder and harder every time you like push through. So.
So right, someone asked what we're working on. I am working on a Venomized Wolverine sketch cover. I'm just sort of doing the layout for it first. And this will actually connect to the Hulk sketch cover that I did last night. All right, so you're in learning mode, but you're getting commission work as well?
Yeah, recently, like, I don't know, like, my Instagram kind of got me a few jobs. Cool. But it's like, I'm still trying to get my basics back in because, like, I kind of advanced digital too fast, and I just lacked knowledge after that, so...
Yeah.
Dealing with that right now.
What have you found that's actually been useful with, like, learning?
Schoolism at the moment.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's, like, something you have to pay for that, right?
Yeah, it's, like, I think it's $30, and you have, like, access to all your courses. It's pretty cool.
$30 like, flat? That's it?
For a month, so it's like a month.
Oh, okay.
Fun, yeah.
Cool.
But it's like they have yearly base as well, so like you have to budget for it. That could work as well.
Do you listen to that guy's podcast?
Yeah, Bobby Chu. Yeah, a lot. Not just him. I listen to. I'm trying to like. I'm finding everybody that does like. I don't know, time management and stuff like that. I'm trying
to
use that because I suck at it a lot.
Oh, okay. I tried listening to Bobby Chu's podcast. I could not get into it.
Yeah. I met a couple of people. Like it's a. I don't know. It's like a. Some people catch on to him. Some people don't. It's like I know a couple. I met a couple of like big industry guys. They're like, you don't like Bobby Chu, stuff like that.
Oh really?
Yeah.
He's talented. Super talented, and the information is useful. But no, it seems like it's more for people that are. Working as in a career doesn't seem like a beginner's sort of podcast to me.
Yeah, I agree on that. It's basically if you like like in that level, it's useful for you. But like if you're like bit like just starting out, maybe it's not the best place to start.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a couple other podcasts like that are for artists, but they kind of cater to people who are. It seems like already pretty advanced or working in that direction, not really for like for me, I'm a dad that does this in my spare time. You know, like that's what I want. And that's I don't hear that. My podcast is the only one that it's really catering to that audience.
Right. Yeah. I don't know how you manage that. Like even the idea of having kids and doing this just blows my mind. You're very brave.
Well, it's not a career. So, it's, you know, I don't know, it's for fun, so I get to do whatever I want, I like that.
Yeah. I guess you have, more like, if it's a hobby, like, there's less pressure.
There is, yeah, and I get to focus on whatever I want, I don't have to take on, this is a commission, but I don't have to do
commissions or whatever, you know.
Right.
And usually I don't take on commissions. This one I did because I needed some money for art. But I don't know. There's a lot of freedom that comes with being able to just do whatever I want as an artist and still be able to survive because I have a career.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
I've been trying to, like, get on joining you for a while now. Like, the last time I think you remember, I messaged you. I told you, like, I'm in, like, university right now. I cannot, like, join you. I really wanted to.
Oh.
That's, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you did, man. I'm glad you jumped on it.
Thanks.
It's a lot more interesting when someone's here for me.
Yeah, like, when I, like, I don't know, like, I don't have, the, like, a massive follow base. So whenever I do a live, like, just, like, nobody either shows up
right.
or, like, I'm not entertaining to people for people to, like, stay by, you know?
You're not what? What was
I'm
the last
not
part?
I'm not entertaining, so
oh.
people don't stay, like, all the way to see, like, a boring penny.
Well, yeah, so far Joe Ashett is looking for Bat-Verine. Yeah, Jack, this is a Wolverine Venom I'm trying to plan out for a cover. So Jack Lenahan, just so you know, that he went to your profile and he says that you've got some great stuff. So that's that's the benefit of doing this with people is that my followers, the people that are following me now see you. And I don't get a huge turnout, like I'm not that big yet at all. You know?
No, it's yeah, I get it, but it's like it's like I don't know, artists we have to have each other's back, so it's
yeah.
like we just all share from the same well, so
that's so true, man. There's a big amount of like crossover of you know, followers that are following me and other people, you know, that I'm noticing.
Yeah, because like I don't know, it's like people just say that like I used to be like that, like I don't know, like when you have followers you think like it's your property so you don't share with anybody and then like I don't know, like but recently like it's just it's the same resource, so it's like if you don't do that you don't let fresh blood like run into the industry.
Yeah, that's no I actually talked about that recently on one of my podcasts, is that followers are actual real human beings, or they're not tools, they're not objects that we own, you know?
Yeah.
But recently I've also started thinking about followers as like, they have value, like a lot, just being, you know, awesome followers, like you joining me here brings me value, because that, you know, new people are now exposed to my artwork that are following you here. So
yeah, exactly.
Oh shoot!
It's a double-edged sword.
It's a huge benefit, yeah. But
yeah.
So to me, it's almost like there's followers, and I want to collect them as trading cards because some are just so amazing. Like you have to like not own it, but you know, having Joe Ash is. I was talking about this last night. Joe Ash is an incredible follower. He's super supportive. I feel like I have the Joe Ash rookie card or something like that, and. You know, but I see him being active for other people as well. He's very active on other artists.
Yeah, it's like something Bobby says, that it's like when people make you their daily routine, like that's the best kind of follower.
It's a, oh, man. Totally.
Yeah. People check you out daily.
Yeah, totally. Hey, how are you? So how are you doing on social media? Like, what's your follower count? How's your engagement? All that stuff.
1,000 something, but
cool.
It's like I don't know, I feel like I tried too hard. I mean, like I just like I actually went up to people and told them to, like, you know, I was that social media guy, but then like I saw it didn't grow as much as I wanted to, so kind of just let the audience come when they needed to. I didn't
like you went out and told people, hey, follow me.
Yeah, I just met people.
Oh,
I'm like, Gar, give me a checkup, like something like that.
Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
So you gave up on that?
It didn't work out, so yeah, it was kind of a dead thing. But
what?
Then, like,
go ahead.
I was in, like, but I met like Ahmed Adori when he came here.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, he shared me on his page, so I kind of got to reach 1,000. Like for that, that was nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
It's a big boost. Ooh, a whole bunch of people join. Hey, everybody. Oh, that's the wrong button. Hi, guys. See, somehow I hit the button to go into, like, oh.
Yeah, I hate that.
Oh, if you double tap it, I was hitting wave. Yeah, I was waving everyone, and it read it as a double tap. That's what it is. All right, I think I have my basic layout here. I don't want to keep messing with it since it's going to go on the paper.
By the way, what pen are you using? Is that an Apple pen?
Oh, this is a Microsoft Surface Pro.
Oh, all right.
I want to get the iPad Pro next.
Right.
But, you know, this one's still going smoothly, so you know, I'm not going to buy a new tablet until I need it. You know?
Yeah, I got the old iPad. I don't know, not the new one, but the one before. I got that. But it's like, kind of, I feel like the pen's a bit heavy for me. Kind of hurts my hand after a while.
On the old iPad?
Not the old one. Not the one, not the new iPad that was announced. I have the previous one. I have like 2018 one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that what you're using right now? No.
No, this is a Cintiq 13 right now.
Right on, dude. That stuff's expensive, huh?
Yeah, but it's like I've been saving for a while, and like I was like, honestly, I feel like it wasn't a smart choice because I really thought it's gonna replace the Cintiq, but Procreate is not ready yet.
Oh, you're talking about... No, I mean the Cintiq is expensive, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Cintiq, yeah. That was definitely worth it.
Yeah, the Apple stuff is... I know it's great, but it's not a full computer. It runs apps. So that's why I got... Yeah. That's why I have my Surface Pro, because I can do whatever I want with it.
No, I had the Cintiq before, but I thought that I was, like, gonna use the iPad one. Like, I didn't know Procreate was kind of... less complete, but at least it's nice because the new Photoshop app will be released next year, and they're like it has compatibility with the PC.
Oh, cool! I know the Clip Studio Paint on the iPad Pro is apparently like really good.
Yeah, I used it. It's I don't know. Procreate has a really good interface, but like. Some tools are not there that you usually use.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's my only hesitancy, and Clip Studio Paint is so good for making comics. Like, that's what it's all about. So,
but I guess in your state, like, because, like, this sketch-wise, it's really good. Like, sketch and line art is amazing.
Right.
But, like, not that much.
Ugh, God, this is horrible.
Don't get me wrong. I know people who do amazing stuff on it.
Right.
Like, not easier as a Cintiq.
Right. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining in. Got a bunch of people coming in and out. Oh, see, I keep double tapping. Hello again.
Yeah, I hit that. Like, you just put it, like, on the tapping zone. So it's, like, double tap.
Yeah.
Rotate for some reason.
Ace the Patman, thank you for the kind words. This is a plain old... Wolverine. It's not a Venom Wolverine. This will go as a pair with the Hulk cover I did yesterday, last night. And they're supposed to go, you know, with each other, is the idea. So it's one layout. So it's Wolverine versus a Venomized Hulk, basically. I hate
that. I really like your Teenage Mutant Ninja Venom series.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of fun, dude.
I think I probably followed you, like, based on that, or was it one before? Not sure.
Oh, really? Yeah. Was it the old version or the new one that I was doing?
It was Raphael, so...
So it was pretty recent.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I got a lot of new followers from that. A lot. That was big.
Venom is kind of, like, everywhere, right, at the moment.
People yeah. Kind of a big deal.
Like, back in the day, like, do you follow Overwatch, like, stuff?
No, not at all.
Okay, so, like, a new hero was gonna be announced, and I did, like, I think it was, like, 1 year ago, I did, like, a really bad fan art, and it got, like, turned out to be one of my most liked pictures, and I hated that.
Oh, yeah?
But buzz, so people were, like, it got, like, I don't know, exposure a lot because it was like on the hashtag thing.
Yep. Well, the hashtag thing is one thing. So, you know, hashtagging Venom, yeah, I got new eyeballs that way. But what I was doing is I was donating the final version of those sketches. So, like, the final version of Raphael, I didn't post it on my own account. I donated it to a Venom account, and I said, you can have the exclusive share of this. And I'll just point people toward you. But really, I mean, I got the most benefit of that.
The account?
What?
Is the account MCG Venom? Because I think I followed him, then I followed you afterwards.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. That account has shared a number of my Venom pieces, so I mean that's a lot of eyeballs all at once. But there's other ones that are really good. There's one that I've been collaborating, communicating a lot with called Symbiotic Venom. But basically, I say, hey, you know, if you want to post this, I'll tag you on it so that if anyone reshares it, that they see that you had the first share of it. You know, it's kind of like you're sponsoring it in a way. So that's a way for me to get, you know, to kind of give them something unique, but also to get, you know, new eyeballs toward me. So that's a really good way of growing through fan art.
That's smart.
And building relationships too. Yeah, I've been doing that a lot, and I got especially with the Venom stuff. I had a huge growth from that.
Yeah, I did that with a couple of like, kind of found like a couple of cosplayers and like.
Oh, there you go.
Like they don't check their.
Oh yeah.
After a while when they get too big. So after, I went like after a small person but became big. So I have like a cosplayer kind of shares my stuff.
That's great. Yeah, Symbiotic Venom is growing very rapidly, but he and I have a good relationship. And the MCG Venom, we have a good relationship too. I know they have a lot more going on. I don't know about this. But yeah. Maybe on those accounts get huge, and I'm sure they get a bunch of messages. Thank you. Hold on. Hey, thank you there, Ace. I'm glad you like this. Bet My Wookie says the new Edge of Spider-Verse looks awesome. I'm sure it does. I am completely out of the loop with comic books nowadays. It's just, I don't know, it's too much. There's so many redos and revamps, and it's just lost me. Plus, it costs a lot of money. And then King Kilo asked me, what is the whole Venom thing anyways? Just because you liked the character and it blew up, or was it a pre-planned project? The 100 Venoms, well, first off, I love drawing Venom. He's obviously my favorite thing to draw. That's that. And then, that, you know, before the movie, before whatever, I've just always been in love with Venom ever since I first saw him. And so the 100 Venoms came from Jake Parker. He recommends that you do a 100 somethings, that you draw, pick something and draw 100 versions of it. And that sounded like a cool idea to me, just as a project. And of course, Venom is my go-to on that one. So that's where that came from. I love drawing Venom, and I wanted to have a project for the 100 somethings.
Would you believe that the video you mentioned, I just was watching it like maybe an hour ago.
What about it?
The Jake Parker video. I was just looking at that and like an hour ago.
Oh yeah, there you go. Yeah, I've seen that video and he talked about it on his podcast not too long ago. Why am I keep doing the? I have to work on the actual paper version of this now.
Do you print it or like?
No, I just wanted to get the layout right and mess around with it a little bit and then get to work on the actual cover.
Oh, cool.
Doing these covers is kind of freaks me out because if you mess up, you know, it's not very forgiving. The paper quality is not that great. Yeah, King Kilo, Spawn and Venom would be a nice little combo. I don't know how different it would be. That'd be a tough one.
More teeth? I don't know.
Even more teeth, yeah. Alright, let me get this cover out. Hey, Wookie, you still here?
Yeah.
No, Wookie. One of the people watching, his name is Bent My Wookie. It's an awesome name, I love that.
Yeah,
Let me move this out of the way. Oh, here you go. Okay. Oh, man, you did a great job of boxing this stuff up and shipping it, dude. It took me like 10 minutes to open that thing up. Ralph Wiggum, that's right. Oh, I bet my Wookiee. Oh, man. This terrifies me, guys. Drawing this, you have to go super, super light. And if anybody else wants to join in, I will kick out Ojan. Is it, your name's Ojan?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I got it right. I'll kick out Ojan and let someone else come on in. Yeah, I bet my Wookiee, dude. You did a great job of keeping things safe. I've only opened these two, but as far as I can tell, the other ones just through the bag look fine. Yeah, you got to be super careful because, you know how it goes. There was actually someone who sent me some covers, and they either didn't arrive or they got stolen off my porch. I don't know what it was. Because it said they arrived, so someone must have stolen off my porch. But luckily I was able to get these. These were left in the mailbox, not on my porch. That looks really cool, man. What is that you're working on? Hey, Captains.
Kind of like I went with the environment, but like the exposure doesn't show anything, so I'm trying to get an attempt at Venom here. See what I get out of it.
Oh, a Gwenom? Venom? Yeah. Venom or Gwenom?
Venom.
Gwenom the girl?
Wait. No, Venom, the character. But okay. Is there a Gwenom?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's, it's, you know, Gwen Stacy. Yeah, she's an. I think she's an actual character in the comics.
Oh, interesting.
I'm sure Bent My Wookiee would know. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's an actual character. There's Gwenom. There's also Gwenpool.
Like, Wookiee Venom.
A Wookiee Venom.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting with the hair. Yeah, I don't know. I have to do a Sandman Venom somehow. I'm so scared to start this Wookiee. Like, I'm terrified.
Yeah, go slow.
Oh yeah, dude, Jay Red, that's a great, he's phenomenal, dude. Oh, you mean Red J, John Samoriva, right? The professional artist. I'm like so scared to try to start doing this. God, this will help here. Yeah, Red J, yeah. All right.
How long have you been doing art?
My whole life. I think I've only been taking it seriously since I turned... probably the past 6 or 7 years, I've been taking it really more and more seriously. And especially, like, you know, as time goes on, I'm more and more and more serious about it. I don't know what my art life might look like or if I want to do something as a career at all. Because I like my career, but growing as an artist is extremely important to me, you know? What's up, Dream Fury and Edward? Yeah, Ace, I'll probably be on for hours because I don't have anything else to do right now. So it's perfect. Hey, Hellboyish Mind. So if you want to jump on in, that's cool. If anyone wants to jump on right now, that's totally cool. I will kick out Ojan and let someone else come in. Do a little revolving door kind of thing here. My real job is I am a therapist. I work with mostly kids doing therapy, mental health kind of stuff.
Interesting.
Psychology stuff. God, I don't want to mess this up. Yeah, I have a career that I really genuinely enjoy and, you know, find fulfillment in. So I have that plus this art thing. So I have two things that I'm like way into. Wookiee, I want you to know how terrified I am of messing this up. Hey, everybody, welcome. Thanks for joining in. You are witnessing me have a minor panic attack as I attempt to lightly and slowly just get the skeleton down here for this. God. Yeah, Hellboy's mine, you're right. And that's what happened last night, was I was like really kind of freaking out. 'Cause if you make a mistake on this paper, like it doesn't let you get it back really. But I eventually let it go enough and just relaxed enough and made it work, but I don't know, it freaks me out.
Are you submitting the paper, or do you want a disk drive version?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Are you submitting the paper version, or?
Yeah, the commission is for the this comic covers. It's a comic book cover.
Oh, okay, so yeah, doing the hardcover.
Yeah. When's the Venomized Deadpool on my list? I don't actually have a list. I know that I'm doing the Sinister Six. Besides these commission covers, excuse me. I know I'm doing the Sinister Six, but beyond that, I don't have it planned out at all. So I'm open to suggestions, but really it comes down to whatever I'm feeling in the moment.
Question.
Yeah, go ahead, please.
How do you fall in love with the process?
What do you mean?
Like, it used to be really interesting for me, but like for a while now, I just like get bored halfway when
Do
I'm
you
doing
really?
something. Yeah, I don't know why. I'm struggling with that at the moment.
Well, tell me about that. What do you mean you're getting bored? That could mean a couple different things. And actually, I did a video on boredom and art and breaking through that. So I'm really curious, what do you mean, like, you're getting bored? What does that mean for you?
After a while, it looks like I don't know, like when you're passionate when you start it, but like then it's like a chore to you. Like you tell yourself it's not gonna look great, so you kind of give up halfway,
Those
stuff like that.
like negative thoughts and stuff. Well, I think you're talking about a couple different things here. That Venom's looking really cool, by the way.
Thank you.
It's amazing. I wish I could see it better because I really want to kind of study what you're doing. Yeah,
Sucks, or for some reason the brightness is fucked up.
well, look, I mean, I think there's a couple different things that you're talking about. Boredom to me means that you're not having fun. Or
Correct.
or that you're not challenged. Okay, but it sounds like that might be a problem for you, but it doesn't sound like it's the problem. Is that right? I mean, is that what? It's because it sounds like you have other issues going on, like you're expecting it to suck, or having you have like these negative thoughts that are. Oh, can you hear me
The
okay?
negative thought.
Yeah, so it's not like you're bored with the project, it sounds like. It sounds like you're. It's more about the negative thoughts and you're expecting to fail for some reason. So that's more the issue, not boredom. 'Cause I think if it's a boredom issue, that's pretty easy to solve. You just have the wrong project or you're not feeling challenged. For me, if I know when I start to feel bored, it's because I'm not challenging myself and it's time to move on and do something that's going to involve me growing and not just doing. You know what I mean? But it doesn't sound like that's the issue that you're having. Right.
Kind
So
of nailed that.
really it's a matter of for some reason you expect your art to suck or that people aren't gonna like it or whatever it is. That's more what you're talking about here. So that, I mean, I don't know, that comes down to you and your history and why you would have those negative thoughts and what purpose that serves for you. I have no idea. But your original question was, how do you fall in love with the process?
Yeah, like it, you don't like, I don't know, you don't accept, you just don't do it for the outcome. You just do it for the love of doing it. Something like that.
Yeah, so you know where you want to be. You know you want to for the outcome, but I think what I've done recently is it's not about the outcome. The outcome is going to be the outcome, and of course, we have some control over that, of course. But I have recently realized how important the process of creating is. So I've just embraced that, and I know that I'm going to grow as an artist, but also just as a person, I feel myself growing in my confidence level, you know, just as a human being, as a guy, you know? So I've just fully embraced that, even with the podcast. Like, I'm doing the podcast, and I know that every week that I'm going to grow in some way, just as a person, just as a guy. Not as necessarily as an artist, but I mean that too, yeah. But really, it's just as a human being and my confidence level, I feel that getting increasing.
You know what I mean? So you kind of go for positive, like, I don't know, like, thoughts or something, like, a positive target in life, I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, of course, like, I want the best for myself and my family and, you know, everyone that's watching right now, want the best for everybody, sure. But you can't force that, so I think I have just kind of accepted, or I'm more accepting of where I'm at, good or bad, and I trust that I will get to where I need to be. So that's like Wookie said, trust the process. And I know I will get to where I need to be. I don't know what that looks like, but I will get there. So I trust that, and I know that I have power over that. And as long as I'm doing my best and challenging myself, that I will get somewhere interesting, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally get it.
So that's completely just trusting in the process, and that's really what it comes down to, and I've just completely embraced that. But that's why I'm in no rush to make a career out of my art, is because I'm able to self-direct it, and I have the freedom to experiment with my art, or with social media. Like, recently I've unfollowed everyone that's for a bunch of reasons, but I'm also just kind of curious to see what happens. But I just trust that, like, I'm going to learn, no matter what I do, I'm going to learn something from it, you know? I'll learn from it, or I'll grow from it, or whatever. Let's see here. Do I always use a reference? No, Ace, usually I don't. For this cover here, I am, because it's really important to me that I get a solid layout. I don't want to. Usually, I tend to draw way too big. I tend to draw really big, so doing things digitally first, just sketching it out, is helping me kind of focus on the size aspect of it. And plus, this, you know, sketch covers are very, very unforgiving. So this allows me to get the idea out first and hopefully reduce the amount of erasing I need to do. I don't know. So, OJN, do you think that was helpful with your question? Like, with. What do you think, man?
Yeah.
Well, I want to hear what you have to say, though. What do you think?
Right now, I'm just, like, I don't know, I'm just struggling to battle, like, the enemy right now I have that it's, like, in my way, it's myself, so.
Right.
I really got, like, a message from what you said, but, like, at the end of this, I just need to, like, beat myself in this game so I can, like, I don't know, open my own way.
Yeah, it always comes down to us, of course, yeah. So that's a big realization, I think, and now you have to embrace that, just like me, like, we're not the best. I don't know what that means. I want to be the best, but we're not there, right?
Yeah.
And that's okay, but you'll get to where you need to be. And I have no idea, do you have a clear goal in your mind of what you want as an artist?
Just to make a living out of it, I guess, this one.
Okay. Yeah, like, I don't have a clear goal whatsoever. And I don't think making a living out of it is a goal of mine at all. I think, yeah, because I really genuinely enjoy my career and get so much out of it.
Because, like, all my family said, I'm really, like, I'm being relied on to make money out of this in the upcoming years. So,
why out of art in particular?
Honestly, it was the only thing I showed interest and I was good at. Like, I was really terrible in high school at everything. So, kind of art picked me up.
But couldn't you get a job, or do you have a job as well, or what? Oh, okay.
So I'm doing freelance, but like I never had a official art job. I just had freelance like over here or there.
Right. Okay, so you're graduating soon.
In 6 months, actually.
Oh,
But yeah.
wow. And are you going to school for art?
Was planning to, but kind of couldn't, like, some stuff happened with my country. I cannot afford it now, so I have to, like, look for since something close to art.
Where are you from?
Iran.
So what, help me out and understand what, like, there's some like geopolitical kind of stuff going on?
Basically, we're just getting sanctioned, and the economy is not doing good, so
Oh
that's all
man.
I can.
So art is not a realistic like thing to make money for you right now then.
It is, but it's like it needs a lot of sweat and tear.
Yeah, well, luckily you have the internet.
Yeah, of course. I get all my jobs from my Instagram. Like,
Right.
applied it. I just got it.
Okay, so that helps. Well, so what are you going to college for again?
Shut up, my parents. Answer I can get.
Do you listen to Gary Vee?
Yes, actually.
Okay, cool.
I know. I listen to all the podcasts, but it's like my situation is a bit different because like everything he says, it's like I don't know. It's like about the American parents or like, but I'm like I don't know. Like the state that I'm in, like some things he said doesn't apply.
Well,
But I'm
a lot of
a lot.
what you're saying sounds like it does apply. And I think what he would say is basically you have the internet. So whatever's going on, I don't know how it affects you day to day, but you can sell to someone who's watching right now. They might see what you're working on and commission you for something, you know? I don't know. Does your country somehow?
Opportunities over the internet. Like I've taken advantage of that a lot, but it's like I'm talking about like a maybe like a physical. Like my dream is like let's say the biggest company I can think of, like Blizzard maybe. But
Yeah.
like I just want to be happy. Like in like my 40s or 30s. Like
Sure.
money isn't it, something like that.
No, of course. Everyone wants that, right? All right. So you're thinking about like way in the future then.
Yeah, I just like want to be happy and make money at the same time. So something.
Yeah. No, I get that, but like that's not where you're at. I mean, pretty soon you'll have to be making money,
Yeah, true.
but you're thinking way in the future as well.
Way, yeah.
And you know Gary Vee talks about patience a lot.
Yeah, he's them the life is a marathon. Like
Yeah.
just let time. Don't be a million. Don't want to be a millionaire in one night. Stuff like that.
Yeah. So it sounds like to me what's getting in the way of creating for you is you have a lot of life stress.
Yeah.
Mean, sound. I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, but it sounds like you just have like a ton of stress on you.
When I said yeah, it sounds like that, but yeah, it is kind of.
Yeah, when you say, well, you just said you're kind of financially partially responsible for your family very, very soon. That's pretty damn stressful, dude.
In the long run, yeah, I have to cross that bridge when I get to it.
Well, yeah, that bridge is coming up pretty quick, though.
True.
Right. Yeah, so do you think that stress is like getting in the way of just being able to create and have fun?
Yes and no, because like what in the past, like you just have high school to deal with and like
Right.
you don't have any expectation, just do it for because I didn't even want to make a career out of it back then, but it was
Right.
I don't know, didn't get out of my I didn't stop drawing like at all. Like recently it just I don't know. Like right now I'm having a ton of fun. Like I don't know because I'm just I don't care. Like I know it's I'm not giving this to anybody.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I wish your I wish I could see that better, man. Damn it. Cause I really want to see what you're doing there. It looks like it's coming out really well.
Thank you. Yours as well. No mistakes so far, so.
No, I mean, yeah, it's doing all right now. Just trying to get the basics down. Say it again.
Is this a normal Wolverine?
Yeah, yeah, no venomous. Yeah. I'll start putting his costume on in a little bit, but I'm just trying to make sure that the structure is passable.
Yeah. Foundations, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so wait, you're going to college for your parents, but what's your major again?
Computer graphics, but the university is a joke at the moment.
What does that mean?
That's what it means.
What? No, no. What do you mean it's a joke?
The teachers don't teach me anything. Anything they tell me, I already know, or I do not use in my future life.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
How do you already know it?
I have YouTube was around. So,
That's so funny. Like, university is really, or college is really, really kind of outdated in some ways. I think high school is too.
Well, the good ones are like art center and stuff. They're like you get like broke applying for those places. But
yeah, all right, Wookie, man. Thanks for checking in. We definitely got the smoke down here too, man. It must be bad for you as well. I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I interrupted you.
Yeah. So yeah, basically, like we had a drawing teacher here that got fired, by the way. So his like terminology was when he was gonna teach us like how to draw. So I was kind of like, yeah, finally, like somebody telling me like something I need.
Yeah.
And when he said that, yeah, you take a breath, you inhale, and you exhale, and you put a stroke on. And do this like for the rest of the class.
Oh.
And yes, further on, the lessons became really weird, and the dean had a talk with him.
What? What does that mean? Like, I understand what he's kind of saying, but that was it.
He didn't know shit about drawing. Like, he was fine art, and he didn't know how to teach like, you know, like basic art, like perspective, anatomy, stuff like that.
Oh man. All the important stuff you went to school for.
Yep.
He told you to... Yeah, that's crazy. You pay for college and he tells you to breathe? That's ridiculous. I mean,
it's... Like, the 3D, like... I won't be totally ungrateful. The 3D, they... Like, I learned Maya here, so... but, like, drawing-wise... Not too much.
Dang. So it's like a waste of time for you?
It is, but I need the degree for the visa purposes.
How does that affect a visa?
So you can get like permission to like study and stay summer.
Oh, really?
Nah, my country's passport is like it doesn't have access a lot. We cannot go anywhere without proper education background, something like that.
Oh, I had no idea. Okay.
You said you have a son or a daughter?
Both. I have a 9-year-old daughter and a 3-year-old son.
Is it like I always imagine when I have like kids, they're gonna look at me and tell me I have the coolest job ever. Do you get that?
No, they don't seem very interested at all. my daughter's asked a couple times and she's like, oh, okay. Like I'll tell her, you know, I'm a, like not a psychologist, I'm a therapist. I do psychology stuff.
Right.
And she's like, oh, okay. And then she kind of forgets and asks me again later on. And she's like, well, what is it you do again? Like, it doesn't exactly make sense to her. And I try and tell her, you know, I sit with kids and I do a lot of listening and, you know, helping them talk about whatever. And she's like, oh, okay, that's cool. But then she'll tell her friends that I'm an artist as well. And I don't know if she quite gets what I do for a living.
Nah, she will. Like,
yeah.
After a while.
Yeah.
Like, my family is like, every, I think, like, I have a lot of, there's a lot of scientists and doctors in the family, so it's like,
oh, okay.
Kind of, I don't know, that's why I guess I turned out to be an artist, but I was, I don't know, everybody wanted the doctor son, I guess.
Yeah, right, right. So are they supportive of your art thing at all, or what?
My mom kind of forced me into, like, a science degree
yeah.
in high school, but when she saw my grades and saw my art grades, she was like, I was wrong. I will try to push you a bit towards art now. So I kind of got into a art college, if you can name it that.
Oh, okay. But, how'd your dad feel about that?
Yeah, parents are good at, like, I won't, like, complain. The parents are nice. I'm getting good support, but it's like...
Oh, cool.
Pretty much start standing on my own legs soon.
So what happens when you're out of college? Then they kick you out or what?
No, they're like, I have to, like, apply for a permanent citizenship of a different country. So to, like, look over that.
Why? What does that? What do you mean?
Same thing as the country issues, because the country's, like, not doing so well anytime soon. Like.
Yeah.
I just be a citizen of anywhere but there, if I want to put it in a way.
Your parents told you you have to, or is that everyone's kind of...
That you have to, but they're right, because, like, country's pretty bad shape at the moment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Man, that sounds stressful, dude.
Yeah.
You're handling it okay?
Yeah, it's fine.
Have you found art to be helpful with, like, kind of getting your mind off stuff?
Yeah, it keeps me doing something, I guess.
Okay.
Distracted. Yeah.
Thanks for all the hearts there. I'm not sure who's throwing those down, but thank you. Ace, I have some time lapses on my YouTube channel, and I upload a time lapse every now and then. I don't think I'll make one out of this, though. I probably should have, but oh well. Is he gonna be in snow? Yeah, I'm hiding his feet in some snow. That's a good art tip right there. Just hide their feet.
Or put a hat in front of his. Put a tree in front of his hands.
There you go. Sure, why not? Hands are hard to draw too, huh?
Yeah, still getting there.
Yeah, I cannot. Mine's still loading for you. I haven't seen an update for yours in quite a while. I don't know if other people can see it, but yeah. Oh, Dredd, I'm sorry. It's a Stadler. Mars Technico. On my website, if you go to theartofjustinprime.com, I have a list of everything that I use with links to where you can buy it. I don't get anything out of it. It's just there for, you know, if you guys want to buy it for yourself or take a look at it or whatever. Theartofjustinprime.com. Go to about, and then you'll see about my tools. All right, I think this is ready to be inked.
Good luck.
Yeah, well, now I've got everything down, so this I can handle. I don't, you should hide the hand. I don't, you should, what do you mean, dude? Siamese, what do you mean by that? I'm perfecting my time lapses. Cool. What do you mean you're, wait, hold on. What do you mean you're perfecting your time lapses, Ace? And Siamese, what do you mean? You should hide the hand.
Or I don't think you should hide the hand?
Oh man, this blue pen is super fun to use. I got this, it's only a few bucks, I think, and I got it at Hobby Lobby, but you I think you should be able to get it at pretty much any art store. They're pretty standard.
Did you do Inktober
this year? No, I never do. Damn. So I know I can't commit to it. I would like to, if I had that much time each day, even 30 minutes a day, that I know I could use to draw, I would do it, but I don't always have that time. So I don't try and trick myself into thinking I can accomplish it. Maybe in the future, but not right now. Plus, I was working on a mini comic. And I didn't want to take away time from that either. What do you use for time lapses? I'm giving the GoPro a go. I'm trying to make the time lapses into a way of entertainment, in a way of not just filming a straight drawing. Well, that looks really cool, man. I just got a little update of your Venom sketch. That's crazy. That's definitely different, dude. For time lapses, I use this. I think it's a Logitech webcam. And then I just point it down and record it onto my computer screen or my computer. And then time lapse it up if I'm doing something like this. But most of my time lapses now are all digital, so I just use the screen recording function. Actually, no, I don't. On my Surface Pro, I use they have an Xbox Live game recorder or a game recorder or whatever through the Xbox app, and I use that, and it works really well. And then to do the actual time lapse, I use Movie Maker, which is an outdated app. It's pretty old. I don't think they're even updating it anymore for Windows. And you can do really, really precise time lapses. Like on my iMac with iMovie, you can only time lapse like times 2, times 4, times 8. But with Movie Maker, you can do it as precise as you want. I can do it at 2.27 speed if I wanted to make things line up perfectly with like music I've chosen. I try not to do just a straight time lapse. I'll always add music. What I wanted to do and just don't have time for is to add like clips of my podcast with me, you know, doing a time lapse over it, so the audio of my podcast. But I don't have the time to like sit and listen to my cast and then edit out chunks that I like. But that's what I would like to do.
Okay, man. Gotta go. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Man, thanks for the conversation. I'm glad I got to learn a lot more about you. And you're obviously really talented, man. I hope things work out for you.
Okay. Same goes there. We can do this again if you're interested.
Oh, yeah, man.
Alright.
Anytime I'm live streaming, you're welcome to join me, dude.
Yeah, thanks, man. Good luck on your piece. See you later. Thanks for having me.
Alright, bye.